At first, you know, I played guitar. I played lead guitar in my terrible high school band. I felt like playing bass was a step down. It's like, nah, man, I don't want to play bass. But I miss playing with people so much. I was like, okay, I bought a car to go to band practice. I bought a bass. And first day, I just loved it. And first practice, I'm like, I'm going to be a bass player forever. It kind of hit me right then. Any band playing nowadays, whether they know it or not, are influenced by the Beatles. If they deny it, the bands they do like were influenced by the Beatles. They paved the way for any and all progressive rock. And when we first started the band, actually, that was our idea. We wanted a mix of the Beatles and the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, there's a bunch of little moments where we were like, oh my God, we've made it. There's all these milestones, and those keep happening, you know. The first time I went to a different city that I'd never been to and saw kids singing along to our songs, I thought we'd made it. First time we went to Europe, I thought, you know, we've made it and we'll never stop. There's always another milestone. I personally miss Alaska a lot. I would live there if it wasn't so, it's just far away. We have to travel so much. I would spend more time in a plane than I would in my house if I lived up there. So unfortunately, while we're still touring this hard, I can't live there, but I will return there. I plan on raising children and dying there. So we've actually got several different projects going on at the same time, but we will be releasing music soon, and we will have word on that very soon. But Alaska will be the first to know. At first, you know, I played guitar. I played lead guitar in my terrible high school band. I felt like playing bass was a step down. It's like, nah, man, I don't want to play bass. But I miss playing with people so much. It's like, okay, I bought a car to go to band practice. I bought a bass. And first day, I just loved it. And first practice, I'm like, I'm going to be a bass player forever. It kind of hit me right then. Any band playing nowadays, whether they know it or not, are influenced by the Beatles. If they deny it, the bands they do like were influenced by the Beatles. They paved the way for any and all progressive rock. And when we first started the band, actually, that was our idea. We wanted a mix of the Beatles and the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, there's a bunch of little moments where we were like, oh my God, we've made it. There's all these milestones, and those keep happening, you know. The first time I went to a different city that I'd never been to and saw kids singing along to our songs, I thought we'd made it. First time we went to Europe, I thought, you know, we've made it and we'll never stop. There's always another milestone. I personally miss Alaska a lot. I would live there if it wasn't so, it's just far away. We have to travel so much. I would spend more time in a plane than I would in my house if I lived up there. So unfortunately, while we're still touring this hard, I can't live there, but I will return there. I plan on raising children and dying there. So we've actually got several different projects going on at the same time, but we will be releasing music soon, and we will have word on that very soon. But Alaska will be the first to know.